Hello, dear student. Welcome to our class today. We are going to take into consideration now chapter 11, which is planning marketing strategy. In the previous chapters, we have understood marketing strategies, and now we will move and start understanding about the planning marketing. The objectives: understand the concept of strategic planning or the marketing strategy, fairly understanding that. Know about the principles of strategic planning, different principles about strategic planning. We will learn about that. We will also know about the parts of marketing strategy, and last, know the process of formulating the marketing strategies. These are the objectives that we will go through. Also, we will learn in detail about the strategic planning strategies and relevant topics for this particular subject. Let's understand what's the need for strategic planning. Why do we need to work and put up a strategy in our planning for tourism activities? So it is imperative for any business to have proper decision making by the management. As management controls, management also has strength to control strategic management and planning and put policies, strategies that will bring good benefits. Decide and communicate the goals and objective it seeks to pursue, the long and short term. So the strategic planning will focus on deciding and communicating the goals, because that's an achievement. That is what is the destination, the goals. So they have to be decided and communicated in strategic planning. Now the business. We are understanding the need for strategic planning. The businesses are having a wide range of choices. The implications of them are not clear, or rather vague many times. So the implication, if you put any strategy into practice, the businesses having a wide range of choice. In this context, the decision making, whoever decides on strategy, becomes crucial. So the business sets strategic objectives and make effort to achieve the same so as to become leaders. And that's the goal. That's what you need to offer. That is what the success story of a business is. So to come up as a leader in whichever product that you are dealing. And that can only happen by strategic planning. Further, it involves important activities, the decision making. Very important activity. The decision which takes into consideration the objectives and goal that would lead into a right direction and bring in positive results. So that decision making is most important. This is not only important for the business itself, but also for its survival, prosperity, and all subsequent decisions related to business operations. So any strategy that is not well planned and put into action, it may not take a business into a success. Not only that, the survival to remain floating, to remain moving, to remain and make them that business a profitable business, everything comes in that decision making. That's why the leader plays an important role in the form, in planning, in strategic planning as a management role. In the context of travel and tourism, we again shift because our focus is on travel and tourism. So we bring that strategic planning, linking it to travel and tourism. strategic planning is for of utmost importance, very much like in any other business, even for travel and tourism, strategic planning is quite important. Why? Because it's an uncertain market growth. Market can grow the way, like currently, the domestic tourism is booming within India. Various reasons. So strategic planning, a tour operator, travel agent, tourism player would focus more on domestic tourism simply because international fares are expensive. So strategy adopted by decision, yes, we must invest more time in promoting domestic tourism. That's what people are picking more instead of taking up international flights, traveling internationally, simply because the fares are quite exorbitant. Changing economic condition globally, discontinuities in market trends. I give examples of international market. At the moment, this is not discontinued, but it is quite expensive. They are anything from 20 to 40% more than what they were pre-COVID, simply because the supply chain of seats are limited. That's why most travel agencies have put great effort in their strategic planning and decision making, taking the business into domestic side. All those international travelers from India were traveling once or twice in a year are now traveling within India, and they are seeing more Indian destination in comparison to what they would love to see or they would have done in the past by going into international destination. Issues like globalization, mergers, strategic alliances, and investment in new project is thing that we keep hearing every day. New projects, merger. We are hearing Air India, Vistara, and another airline would possibly be merging and would come up as one single airline. This is the merger. Various mergers in airline have happened. Various loss-making hotels and tour operators were bought over by. So these keep happening. As such, these are issues that has to be addressed. And what else you can put as strategy planning and handle these issues, which we just spoke. Alliances, investment in the new project. The funds are required for new project in travel and tourism industry. And that is what the strategy should focus on. Take a decision-making activity in favor of this growth. So a business management activity, we will now try to explore the strategic planning. A business management activity that is used to set priority, focus energy and resources, strengthen operation. So that's what strategic planning is suggesting. A business management, it's a management, scientific management. And business management activity in strategic planning, it has to set priority. Every business activity may not be a priority for any business. So you have to decide on priority. Focus energy and resources and strengthen operation. So this is the way to go. Ensuring that the employees and other stakeholders are working towards common goals. They speak same language. They are on the same track, no two different way, because strategically it has been decided to put a specific strategic policy into practice. So issues of employees and involvement of employees and other stakeholder like supply chain, hotel, airlines, transport operator, are working towards a common goal. Assess and adjust business direction in a dynamic, competitive environment. So all speak the same language. They are on the same track with the help of the other players like stakeholders, travel operator, travel agent, airline, all that, and employees, they go in the same business direction. The need be, adjust those business direction accordingly. So it's a systematically executed set of activities. They are put into practice systematically, not in a haphazard way. You don't pick up, you set your priority, and in accordance with setting priorities, one moves forward, the business moves forward with the strategic planning. And activities, the set of activities produces fundamental decision and action that shape and provide guidance. Fundamental things are decided by the decision-making lobby or a decision-making authority. Guidance, because not all are qualified, not all have experience, not all can take risk. The most important element of a success in any business is the risk. And who takes? Owner, CEO, director, they are people who take risk. The employee follow. Employees are not in a position to take a risk because it's not there. They are working for salary. So the guidance that has to come should be strategically planned. All elements of success, direction, goals, objectives have to be thought, well discussed, and then the guidance has to be given. Like the decision taken about launching 5G. Systematically, it has been launched in Delhi, and slowly it will come to more cities within India. Assurance given by Mukesh Ambani. And in this case, as I give example of Mukesh Ambani, he's a decision-making authority because he owns the business. He would be providing guidance. He has a supportive team, but all strategic decision-making authority is based on the CEO, the owner, the managing director, the partners, and so on. So very important. Strategic planning is very important. Otherwise, the business go haphazard. Guidance on what is a core business activity, who it serves, what it does, and why it does it, with a focus on the future. The future, of course, has to be put up into mindset because you are doing all these business activities, strategic planning for a successful business operation. Effective strategies planning look into not only where the business is going and the action needed to make progress, but also how it will know if it is successful. So all elements of analyzing strategic planning are well discussed before a decision-making authority put that into action. So you have seen quite a few important elements that include guidance, decision-making, focus, and focus on future. And that's why it becomes effective. Of course, the risk element, which is very crucial step in business. But yes, that's the quality of a good entrepreneur, that he or she takes that risk to take business and take it move forward. So the business need to act on set objectives at two levels. The set objectives work at two levels. Like, let's have a look. First level is long term. That comprises of deciding and formulating of strategy of an entire business over the long-term period. That is a long-term focus. That's a long-term objective. And the short-term, that comprises of intentional aspect of strategy formulation for the business in terms of its specific markets and products in the short term. So any such thing that is for a specific market and for a short term, this product would remain in the market for 2 months and this will go. So that's a short-term strategy. Airline operating flight only for a specific time period because festival season is ongoing. So number of flights operational would be more because of the festival season. Extra train would be run because there is a fair going on. There is some mela sort of a thing going on. Short-term planning, it has not to be taken. Sometimes short-term planning gives a lead to a long-term planning, which is a provision, of course, in strategic planning. A good strategic planning puts something for as a test for a short time, and then it can be extended for a long-term strategy as well by seeing the success of short-term planning of a strategic issue. So in a nutshell, if you can suggest or look at it, in a gist, any strategy is a statement of goals and objective, a framework of resources needed and planning of activity so as to achieve desired goals. So this is the nutshell of what we have been talking so far. I repeat, a strategy in planning, into bracket I would say, strategy is a statement of goals and objective. You have set up a goal, you wanted to bring high-speed internet, and they were setting up this goal for quite a long time. The time has come that it has been launched first in Delhi, and now it will come into another 8 or 10. And the competitor, we're also focusing on it, not only Jio that is going to launch the 5G, but MI is also talking, Airtel would be also coming, and so on and so forth. So what is the outcome of what I just suggested? That there was a focus on future, there was a strategy plan, there was a choice that was picked up, there was a goal that was set up, objectives were set up, and as a priority, they said, okay, we will launch it by due study and all thing done. It is here. 5G has been launched. Yeah. It's a good strategic planning example. And likewise, we can pick up many such examples to understand this short-term and long-term strategies. A strategy statement we saw, it may involve market research. Obviously, a human mind would take feedback from the market. Why? Why do we need to put 5G? There are many parts in the world where only 2G is going on. In the era when Article 370 was removed from Kashmir, most Kashmiris were working only on 2G because 3G and 4G were getting exposure and you can run videos and share information. And 2G is a very less speed network. So that was being offered to local, only to talk on phone. No visuals were shared. Just giving you an example how short-term policies and long-term policies focus onto the future. So any strategy is a statement, goal and objective, a framework of resources needed and planning of activity so as to achieve desired goal. And the focus is on achieving a desired goal. It is not just because a policy has to be put into practice because that's the job allocated to you or that's the decision CEO or the leader has taken. No, that has to be keep moving. They would expect more people to buy 5G internet services as compared to what they were using, like 4G. That desired goal is a focus, in future focus. It may involve market research and analysis, budgeting and monitoring of the activity. Planning and execution is also required. So everywhere, planning, scrutinizing, research keeps coming. Because that only, then only you would be able to bring a good strategy. Unless you have researched about it, you would see the research outcome. You would see what is analysis, how did you do it, So budgeting and monitoring of activity planning execution is required. You need to have a set budget. How much money would go into R&D, research and development? How much money would go for borrowing that technology from some other country or paying some franchisee or fee? Because all these are budget related and has to be executed into a planning with monitoring onto it. And then, of course, this is to ensure progress in right direction. That's an ultimate focus and goal. Progress in the right direction. So all planning assume that the effort in time and money is essential to produce profitable results. Strategic thinking is also part of the process. So strategically thinking, using your, that is why big corporate, multinational companies, businessmen, they have a think tank within their own office. So all the heads are put together to get a result, to come up with a decision, and then put that as a strategic planning policy. Dear student, this is really a very important strategy about strategic planning. There's a whole lot of a team involved whose job is to work on policies, which we call as a strategy. It is required to satisfy the investors and other stakeholders, possibly an employee who comes with good amount of knowledge and qualification, and he has been hired. Even he or she would look at the company where it would go after 4 years. Have I joined the right type of a setup? It's not only the investors or the shareholders or any other stakeholder those who would look at the focusing of the strategy. It is the employee, because nowadays people join some group because they feel this is good product. They are successful, they are profitable, and all the products that they sell are fairly good. So strategic thinking is also part of the process. It is required to satisfy the investor and other stakeholder. I picked up even HR, I mean employees of any company would also look at the growth. That's why you find a lot of employees leaving one company, because they foresee there is no growth coming in here. As such, see, for example, that's why people jump from one corporate to another, because they see more growth into that corporate in comparison to what they are employed with. It's not only money matters for many. There are people who look at their personal growth in the career, and that could be only possible if whichever company they work for or wherever they would like to join has a strategy, a success story, a focus, a goal, a decision-making authority. Okay, dear student, we are looking at strategic planning in 21st century, meaning the current time era we are picking up and understanding. So corporate marketing strategy and its role in achieving leadership in the competitive market is the most significant aspect today. And we know that. We know that the competition is very high, and what they say that when situation goes in like this, when the going gets tough, only the tough gets going. And how does we define a person being tough? Is strategically planned and working with all commitment and expectation. So that is the current corporate scenario. Marketing strategy and its role in achieving leadership in the competitive market is the most significant aspect today. It is mainly due to what? Let's analyze that. Uncertain economic changes happening globally. We have seen things have changed. There are a few companies who have just closed down and shifted their line of operation from one direction to another totally because of this global changes, economic changes that keep occurring or that suddenly happen. Like, for example, travel industry, tourism industry, during COVID when international borders were almost shut. But what boom? Medical industry boom. People went for medicine. Good amount of hospitals were required to be using for oxygen. Packages were available in hospital for certain people. People have paid crores of rupees. So globally, one industry shut down. Medical, pharmaceutical industry boom. Of course, the specific strategy, if there's a provision with that corporate, they can move. So that's how the global uncertainty in economic scenario globally has always remained a concern. That's why many corporate are very much proactive to monitor this global economic scenario. Many products slowed down and died down because they were not required anymore. A new product has come in, or those things were abandoned. That technology is no more use, and so on. Laptop, for example, they don't have a CD drive anymore. Why? Because people don't need it. They go onto web portal and see that. They don't want an additional driver. Okay? So this is just an example of keep things changing and how one has to be ready for this uncertainty which may come up anytime. Development in information and communication technology. Every day something happens. Something new, like I was giving you reference of the G5 technology. So in information and communication technology, practically everything keeps coming on a newly basis. We were talking on Zoom. We were going on Google Meet. Now Google Meet came and said, you can't record. People start searching for another thing. So that is what is changes happening. And you have to be prepared. And so how you are going to be prepared? You have to be competitive. You have to have a good grip on understanding. Your strategy should be flexible in such scenarios. And of course, enhance capabilities of the companies to think beyond and act. To think out of box. Bring in decisions that are required, which may not work in such a scenario. We picked up a lot of examples. Like during COVID, a lot of industries shut down. I gave you a good example. Many who were with travel and tourism industry moved out of this industry, joined other jobs. So there's an acute shortage of skilled travel and tourism staff. Airlines are asking for pilots and so on, because many of such available forces have gone into other industries. Some have taken up real estate business from the tourism industry, from India, I would say. Many have left the job and become, some have started their own kitchen. Some have become travelpreneur. So these are all elements of changes. And of course, development in information and communication technology. I mentioned about Zoom, I mentioned about Google Meet. All these were connectivity. Now slowly people are going to meet one another. Virtual things are slowing down. People are expecting one-on-one contact. Various trade shows are now happening, which in 21 and 2020 were virtually done, including various business and exhibitions. Okay, we took quite a good account of understanding how strategy plays a role, what is there in 21st century, who would be surviving. By example that I gave you, when going gets tough, only the tough gets going. So growth of travel and tourism industry has finally come, and this would go more. Why? Because it will grow more because that travel DNA that all of us have, we have that basic instinct of going out of our comfort zone. Some may go for 2-3 days, some may take a week break, some may go for a long holiday. And that's what travel and tourism industry would do. So strategic planning, travel operator, tour operators are all waiting for more commercial airline to keep flying. So the fares would see a drop. And the expert believe that they are strategically planning to see something of drop in airfare in the first quarter of 2023. Because right now, because of the bubble flight, because of less frequency, the strategy adopted by most airlines is make money. The seats are going by a single unit. You keep reading in social media, two seats available to London, 90,500 rupees. Four seats available for Chicago, 6 lakh rupees, 5 lakh rupees. So whoever decided on strategically buying those particular type of seats, because less flights are there, no much of commercial flight, so that is how that is nicely planned. So growth in travel and tourism, I am very optimistic about the growth coming in. Moving further, any strategy needs to be flexible so that it can adjust as per the market changes, and this is 100% true. Change is ultimate in life or in business. Change may come suddenly, change may come in a long term, change may come at a very short notice, but change is ultimate. It, like weather changes, like climate change, like political leaders changing. Likewise, in business also change happen. So strategies that are put into practice need to be flexible. There should be provision for adjustment so that it can be adjusted as per the market change. Responsive to the global changes. Yeah, global changes have to be responded in strategic planning. In today's business environment, new concept like SBU, strategic business units, have emerged. And what they do? They talk about strategic business, and they decide on the advising on new concepts, okay? Like various businesses are now being outsourced. Online booking has come in. Online tour operators have come in. Online and virtual meets are happening. That's why the MICE business in travel and tourism, which was a revenue generating element and sales arm that used to bring a lot of revenue, has slowed down due to COVID. So people have been thinking for earning high-end revenues from other sources. Increased need and planning resulting into development of business across various dimensions such as corporate vision, leadership, coordination, and support, etc. So it takes into consideration into planning all these elements which we have been on continuously talking. What are the principles of strategic planning? No hard and fast rules, but yes, this has to be borne in mind. All kinds of strategic planning is basically concerned about few certain things and that involve following elements. This is not limited to this. We are just taking account of them. A market position has to be taken into as a main principle of your any strategy. Market position, where do we stand? What is the demand? How is the supply? What market want? What type of a segmentation is done? The market or the customer? That's exactly what I said. Customers who are constituting a market, their concern, their position would help you to understand what product to be kept in the market, what strategy to be put into the market, and look at opportunities or prospectus in the market. And further, roadmap for the future. How we will go there? What are we today? With this strategy, how we will reach to put up a goal, say 5 years from now. And this is what is a roadmap. We are launching this. We will see this much growth in first year. This will multiply to double. And after 3 years, it will grow 5 times. That's a roadmap that has been fixed up. because you will get what you have strategically planned, inviting all other players so that your goal is met. So plan of actions to follow. Yes, I just suggested. Where are we today? Where we want to reach after 5 years? And what are we doing for it? So that is a plan of action. Thank you very much for listening to me. I enjoyed talking to you. I'm sure you would have enjoyed listening to me. Thank you.